Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Resilience by Doretti Mimi Tadizi is a powerful memoir that will reignite your hope no matter what phase of life you're in. Follow Mimi's journey through trials, struggles, and triumphs as she rises from the ashes of adversity. In Resilience, Mimi narrates her deeply personal experiences and hardship and survival, from overcoming cultural oppression and Ethiopia government oppression to reclaiming her voice and purpose. This is more than a memoir. It's the story of a woman who saw it all and refused to surrender. Mimi is a humanitarian and the founder of CG Women's Empowerment. She was born and raised in Oromo State of Ethiopia, where she endured discrimination, imprisonment, and both physical and emotional torture due to her ethnicity, faith, and gender. In the 1990s, she and her husband, Daniel, sought asylum in the U.S. in search of freedom and opportunity. Through faith, perseverance, and education, she rebuilt her life and earned degrees in business administration, allowing her to build a successful professional career while dedicating herself to service. With over 23 years of nonprofit experience, in 2012, Mimi and her husband founded CG Women's Empowerment, a Christian-based nonprofit organization committed to creating economic self-sufficiency for women, children, and the entire communities of Ethiopia's Oromia State. Mimi worked in several private sector jobs where she started at the bottom and moved up the ladder to eventually supervisory management positions in Dallas and after she moved to Columbus, Ohio. Mimi and her husband also started a family business, and they are owning today and operating a luxury transportation business called Danny's Car Service. Mimi was a recipient of the 2024 Mahogany Columbus Community Leader Award, the 2018 Paul Harris Fellow Award, and multiple community service honors. Her and her book stand as proof that even the deepest suffering can give birth to purpose. And with us on This Week in America, Doretti Mimi Tadizi, author of Resilience, Turning Persecution into Purpose. Mimi, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
It is such a remarkable story. Let's start with the beginning. When did you decide, you know, I think there's a book here. I think I can help other people. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, vulnerability is not our culture in the area that I was born and raised. It took me some time even to share my story. However, I'm so grateful for my good friends, Shana Huber and Mickey Hagen. As many other friends, they were those who got inspired hearing my story. And they encouraged me to put it out there to lift up others. So I wrote Resilience, let others see that they are resilient as well. I would like to lift them up in a way that I can. My story can let them feel they are seen, they are valuable, they matter. And, you know, as you have mentioned through the introduction, I was born and raised in Oromia State, Ethiopia, where my ethnic background being Oromo, my Christian belief, and also being a woman that made me a target. So I endured discrimination, imprisonment, torture, even though it was very hard to experience those, I really found out the importance of pain at the moment. What I mean by that is pain can let you be silent or shape you.
Yes.
So I chose purpose, hope. So I hope and pray my story will bring hope to others who are experiencing the darkest moment in life, who are experiencing hardship, persecution. They're not alone. Their story is not end there. In fact, it is preparing them for the bigger purpose.
Judging from the reviews, mission accomplished. You were doing an excellent job in getting this message out there. And because of your writing style and your honesty, you were telling a story that resonates with so many people going through what you've gone through. Certainly, minor probably are problems compared to what you went through. But sometimes minor problems knock you down and you get back up and you keep going. As Mimi points out in her book, the book is Resilience, available wherever books are sold. Resilience Hope is Mimi's website. We've got that on ours. You can click on directly by going to thisweekinamerica.us. You survived discrimination, imprisonment, and torture. What was the hardest part to revisit as you told the story? It's one thing to decide to do it. Now you basically have to live it again as you're telling the story. What was most difficult for you?
The most difficult thing was the emotional pain. That was difficult to go back and look and remember. The physical pain fades away, but the emotional impact took courage to share. So if my story is impacting others positively, if it's empowering others, even though I did not want to go back and visit in the area that I have been avoided for many years, writing that those chapters took me back. Still, if that is really supporting others, it was worth writing. So I want others to be empowered through my story.
What kept you going during the darkest moments of your persecution, time and time again? Did each one sort of make you more determined, or did it bring some doubts? How do you handle that? Because did they just coming at you from a whole different variety of areas? What kept you going during all of this adversity?
My faith, prayer, sticking to Jesus, you know. I grew up underground church when Ethiopia was under communist regime. We were not allowed to worship in public. So my mother gave her house to be used as underground church. So growing up in that fear, being conscious not to worship loudly in public, the go-to person, God, is only God. In a prison, while I was in the dark room being locked up with two mentally unstable who became mentally unstable, prayer let me feel God is with me.
Yes.
I felt his presence. I heard his voice whispering to me. Even in a prison basement, while I was hung upside down during the torture, the only one that I had was my God. So whoever who is going through this kind of pain, any hardship, I really recommend or remember people to remember that they're not alone. God is with them. So my God is the one who let me move forward and letting me know or feel my story was not end at that moment. In fact, it was preparing me for bigger purpose.
Mimi writes so much about the power of faith and community in her book Resilience. The book is available wherever books are sold. A book is receiving rave reviews, not only in the United States, but overseas. This is a book that really has no limits in terms of readership. It's a book we all can relate to at some level and be impressed with what Mimi went through to get to where she is today. Let's jump ahead a little bit to the decision to leave, to come to the United States. Talk about that decision. You came with your husband. Talk about what went into that decision and how difficult that was getting out of the country and coming here.
Getting out from the country was the hardest thing for us because my husband was a political prisoner. Right after he got out, he was in prison for more than 10 years before we met, and he was arrested when he was in his dormitory room, school dormitory room, right before his graduation in Addis Ababa University. So him experiencing all torture let him feel unsafe after he got out. And he was able to come to United States for school to pursue his education, but he was taken out from the airport, from the plane, in fact. So that created a lot of fear for of us for us. And we decided to flee the country. Then that's where we were arrested. All human rights activists, Amnesty International, knew what happened to us. And lucky us, when we got out from the prison, my husband Danny went back to prison the second time. That was my first time. However, when we got out, we got support by American Embassy in Ethiopia. We were able to come to United States and ask for political asylum. We are grateful to experience the freedom that we have never experienced in this country, the opportunity that we have to focus on our education, pursue our education, and slowly changing the trauma into purpose, creating a nonprofit organization, businesses, all that stuff. In this country, really gave us an opportunity to transfer the survival into leadership. So that is our experience coming from our country where we were oppressed but got freedom in United States.
What was it like when you first got here and you look around and you see people expressing their freedoms throughout their daily lives? Most of the time we take all of this for granted, but you're looking at people that can dream, they can follow those dreams, they can achieve, they can educate, they can pursue the religion they want to, they can pursue the life they want to. That had to be overwhelming in the beginning, wasn't it? And you look around and see successful women also filling those roles here. What was that like the first a couple of days, couple of weeks when you were here? I would assume it would take a while to understand. I'm not being watched. I can do whatever I want to right now.
It was mixed feeling and happy, but didn't know what action to take right away because it's a new country. What is needed for me? I thought I'm going to just join school as soon as I get in United States. I thought I'm going to find a job, but it needed a work permit. It needed green card and all that process, what to do and not to do. Having that direction needed help. I'm thankful for my brother-in-law, Samuel Dafa, who guided us in that direction in a way that we can focus on the right path. So I was happy to have the freedom. Again, the trauma was in our body, still is. We had a lot of fear. We were suspicious. Anybody who come and ask us, where are you going? How was your day? What did you eat? We told they're coming to spy us. One of my first experience was I was hired in Dunkin' Donuts as a cashier, and the customer used to come and get a coffee and sit and read a newspaper, and then he looked under his glass eyeglass, and I thought he was coming to spy me, and I couldn't stand by the cashier. I was hiding in the back room just thinking he came to spy me. And I was struggling to have my job. At the same time, I dealt with a lot of fear and trauma. So it took us some time to be where we are today. Still, we are working hard on to dig deeper on trauma and work towards the right direction. However, it was not an easy thing coming to United States to start life. It needed determination. It needed hard work. It needed support, community
Yes.
support.
And you had that, and you and your husband both doing so well. And we'll talk about that as the conversation progresses here. Our guest is Mimi Tadesse. That's Tadesse. The book is called Resilience. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Our website is resiliencehope.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will take you directly to Mimi's website. I mentioned in the beginning, founding CG Women's Empowerment. You're here, you're very successful here, and you're concerned about what's going on back there. Talk about that. This is a remarkable, and the website is very simple, cgweafrica.com, and you'll see a lot of smiling faces, and you'll feel good after you take a look at the website and what Mimi is and so many others are able to do. Talk about why it was so important to establish this and to help the people still back there.
Yeah, I have volunteered a lot for many years here and in United States, establishing newcomers, refugees, finding a job, you know, preparing some interviews and let them navigate starting new life here. While I'm doing that, the freedom that women experience in this country, the freedom women have and children, it's mind-blowing comparing to where I came from. So I could not really ignore those that I saw. I saw it going to my grandmother coffee farm. I saw when they go to the jungle and spend a lot of hours looking for a firewood, and then they get raped in the jungle, their voice is not heard. They risk their life to put a bread on the table for their children. And the unwanted disease, unwanted child, exists for many, many years, just to earn 25 cents a day. And they carry the firewood that they collected, spending long hours risking their life. They carry it on their back and walk miles and miles to the city. So there's a better way of living for those women. So that's why I really created this nonprofit organization with amazing people, supporters. And we are giving a call to the very poor woman through CG Women's Empowerment. The reason why is to create economic self-sufficiency for women and children that even lift their self-esteem right away. They matter, they're seen. They can create an income by selling extra milk and dairy product. They can send their children to school by being around home. Usually they go to the jungle, they spend a lot of hours outside. So by giving them a cow, they can be around home and they can take care of the younger children. The older one who is ready to go to school can be sent to school. Then that's how we can really transform communities, empower women. Not only that, we don't want this poverty cycle to repeat itself.
Yes.
So we encourage the mothers to really send their children to school. And then we're creating reading rooms, children to practice reading and writing. In a village elementary schools, we are giving solar light bulbs. We are building water wells and gravity water wells as well. No, water well and also gravity water system to provide clean water. We build animal clinics, and then we save lives. We empower women, transform communities. Our program is not just giving a cow. We're using the system, teach the people how to fish, do not give a fish. So we're giving a cow. The woman uses the milk and dairy product when the cow gives birth, and the beneficiary will give the firstborn calf to another woman on our waiting list. They become a donor. So the gift multiplies itself. So we want them to be empowered in a way they can create an income for them. They can be a leader in their own village. So the freedom that I experienced in this country, I'm just sharing it in women in my country who are forgotten. Their voice has never been heard. Now they feel they matter.
Is there a particular story from the nonprofit work that you may remember as really moving you? And probably unfair to ask that because there are so many and so many smiling faces as you look at the website. Any story in particular that really moved you?
Absolutely. There was a lady, her name is Alemi Wangari. She shared her testimony. She was about to kill herself. She was about to commit suicide because she did not have anything to feed her children. She worked hard. She did all she can, but she couldn't afford buying food and feeding her children. She was about to commit suicide. But God called her to be our member, CGW member. Usually we partner with local NGO, Hunde, and they form elders in the village who select the poor of the poorest. So she was one of those who were saved, and she's enjoying the milk and dairy product, feeding her children, selling the extra, and have 5 cows now after giving her firstborn calf to another woman on our waiting list. She renovated her house by selling one of the bull. That is one of the powerful story. The other one is there was a lady who was sitting on her casket, giving up. She really wanted to leave this earth because her first husband died early. Her second husband took all what she has and kicked her out. She went to her family and she was told she's not lucky enough to keep husband. And she felt it's her fault. She wanted to leave this earth. She was sitting on her casket when we saw her. Our organization, CG Women's Empowerment, CGW, saved her life, and she felt she's human being. She matters. She is seen. So those are two stories among a lot of stories that I can share now.
Well, both are inspirational stories, and give us an idea what life is like there still and what you're doing to help make it better for all of the people that are there. The book is Resilience, and in the book you focus on turning pain into purpose. How can others do that? People, and I'm reading reviews, and they're moved and they're trying to implement that strategy in their own life because they're going through painful situations, not to the extent that you did, but painful situations. How do you turn that pain into something, into purpose, into something good?
Yeah. You know, Rick, changing the perspective, asking from why me, why me, why me, and then being a whiner, not gonna take anyone anywhere. But asking what is this challenge teaching me? What am I going through to learn? What am I gonna see? What is better I can make it out of this painful moment? So changing the perspective and thinking, what am I learning from this? Because resilience doesn't mean that we are unbreakable. You are unbreakable. It means that refuse to stay broken. So through resilience means through the hardship, we learn, we choose to overcome. So I wrote resilience, people to see their own resilience in them. We all have stories. All readers, all whoever watches this has a scar, stories and challenge in life. So change that into service and find priceless joy and find a greater purpose. So shifting their perspective can bring that, create the great, to see the greater purpose in life.
You continue to do this. I neglected to mention back in Aromia, you co-founded a Rotary there. So you've got that going, and you've got the good that that organization does that's helping there as well. I mentioned a couple, just several of them, the prestigious awards you've won. You've received numerous awards. What do those mean to you?
It is humbling. Getting an award is humbling. It is affirmation of the mission. But the greater thing, the bigger thing for me is, the greater award for me is creating transformation through our work, saving life, empowering women and children, transforming communities, a greater award for me, and it will be forever.
It's amazing the work that you continue to do, and this book is part of that, Resilience. The book is available wherever books are sold. Mimi's website. The website, once again, is resiliencehope.com. Direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What's in the future for you? I say that like you don't have enough things to do without me suggesting that you take on more projects. So many things you're doing from a personal standpoint, from a professional standpoint. This book is touching so many people. What are you thinking about doing, Nick? What's the next project for Mimi?
Well, the future, my future is while keep on working with our Danny's Car Service family-owned business, we will expand CGW in different villages every year as we usually work, creating more reading corners, buying more cars for a woman on our waiting list, and buying more solar light bulbs, providing clean water, as we usually do, and work on artificial insemination program to increase the quality and quantity of milk that can impact, positively impact more people. I'm also thinking and working towards writing more book. I'm grateful to work with Hamilton publisher who are guiding me. That is the plan for the future.
That's a very ambitious plan, and knowing your background, you're going to be successful at all of those endeavors. Our guest on the program today has been Dorette Mimi Tadese. That's T-A-D-E-S-S-E. Her website is resiliencehope.com. That's the name of the book, Resilience. Resiliencehope.com is the website. And information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Just a couple minutes left at the end, maybe. Let's talk just a little bit in wrapping up this conversation. What all you went through and being able to share that and encourage people to put the setbacks behind them and to go forward. And you're able to do that. It's one thing to talk about that, but you're able to reach out through your nonprofit, through your book, through your everyday work. What's this been like for you to continue this message?
To continue this message, I will encourage others to buy my book on Amazon and other major books. It is available on other major bookstores. It will support others and show exactly where I'm heading, what we're doing. So I really encourage people to buy my book and give it as a gift as well for Christmas. I'm not saying this just to promote and sell my book, really. But if you have someone who is struggling in your life, yourself or neighbor, and this is one of the way to encourage others to get out of from their darker moment, because God changes the darkest moment into the brightest moment. So this book will support shifting in the better way. So that's what I want to share to the readers, to anyone that is listening. So that will show what I'm heading to.
Well, it's such a remarkable story, and it's so well told. The book has been called a masterpiece. The book is Resilient. It's available, as Mimi pointed out, Amazon, of course, all of the usual places. A great gift idea. You'll want two copies. One you keep it, read the other one you wrap it and pass along for Christmas time. It's so well done. Mimi, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully we can do this again. Continued success in all of your endeavors.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Our guest once again, Dorette Mimi Tadese, T-A-D-E-S-S-E. The book is available wherever books are sold. The book is Resilience. And my thanks to you, our Link print and media marketing platforms that are completely customizable to your needs. Their website is urlinkpublishing.com. And information on our website, again, thisweekinamerica.us. Resilience, the name of the book, all the information there, and Mimi's website as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we continue on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.